I've put in the written question, how much revenue is generated through car parking charges and what is that primarily used for? So I'm hoping that I will get an answer to that. But as you say, other people have been contacting me in relation to the car parking, and that's the availability of disability car parking and the signage for that. So, you know, they're not clear on it. And people have been saying that there's upwards of 40 car parking spaces in and around the main entrance of the hospital, which are set aside for doctors, consultants and members of staff. And they're at a loss as to why that is. Why would them car parking spaces around the entrance of the hospital not be for those who have limited mobility or people with disabilities? So and that's another question I will be asking as well, is why is this? Why is are the consultants and doctors? And if you go there at the weekend, them spaces with nameplates on them are all empty and people cannot park in them because obviously, out of respect, they're saying it must be for a doctor or consultant. But at the weekends, there's no one in them car parking spaces, which would lead to another question as to, you know, where are they?